Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When you are in a pit and it is so dark that the only time rays of sunlight filter into your prison is at high noon, you don't play games with God. You don't tell him what a nice person you are or how much you have done for his cause. You go one-on-one with God. You plead your case. You ask him to intervene for you. Today, at least in most civilized countries of the world, we no longer take people and place them in pits. But in ancient days, it was done. You may remember the Old Testament story of Joseph, who angered his brothers, who then cast him into a pit and later sold him into slavery. Old Jeremiah was cast into a slime pit when his prophecies angered the king. Go to the remains of the house of Caiaphas, the high priest who condemned Jesus, and at St. Peter's in Gallicantu, as it is now known, you will see a kind of pit. It's a hollowed-out limestone cavern where Jesus was kept while the council of the Sanhedrin was summoned. The pits that we often find ourselves in today are more psychological. Depression, anger, inadequacy, worry, addiction, something that you just can't break out of. Something that keeps you in the darkness, something which you feel has swallowed you up and from which you will never escape. Have I said anything in the last minute that strikes a responsive chord in your life? I'm thinking of some of the letters which come to our office from people just like you. People with education and culture. People who married with the greatest hopes, but they now live with the most desperate fears. People who believe that God at one time did answer their prayers, but now they wonder where he is and why he doesn't deliver them. Whether or not David was actually in a pit is uncertain, but he talked about pits more than any other Bible character. Emotionally and spiritually, he was in the pits more than a few times. For example, consider these words, all of which came from the lips of David. Quote, "Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me." Another, "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand." Again, "They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves." Psalm 88:4 says, "I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength." Then, "You have put me in the lowest pit," said David, "in the darkest depths." Sometimes David blamed God for the circumstances that put him in the pit, something we often do today. But always, David credited God with being the one who gave him deliverance from the pit. God is still the deliverer, who can take you from the pit and put your feet on solid rock. Question: would you admit to needing help in getting out of the pit? You've tried and tried and you failed. Why not ask God's help? There's no need to strike a bargain with God or to say politely, "Look now, if you'll do this for me, here's what I'll do for you." Just tell him what your need is. Trust him completely. Throw yourself on his mercy. The man or woman who has been delivered from the darkness of the pit has been through a life-changing experience. You will never, ever be the same. It is like the fire that burns out the dross. It purifies you and refines you and lets you know God's hand reaches deeper than your pit. And the lessons you learn in the pit will stay with you for the rest of your life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.